Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Michelle Heath, and she's with the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. So good morning to you, Michelle.
Good morning.
Well, it's the holiday season, the Christmas season, and the Y is right in there with everybody else doing some things to celebrate. And celebrations often involve food. So let's start with the special food event.
We do have it's the first time we've ever done this. It's a Christmas soup fest. It's a potluck. And this is for members and non-members. We are having it this coming Monday night, December 12th. It'll be at 5:30 back in our South Gym. And the wide, we will supply a couple of different types of soups, lettuce salads, breads, drinks, and place settings. So you just bring a side dish to share with everybody. But we do need to have people call in, RSVP, how many people that are coming. If they could do that by tomorrow, that would be great. We're trying to get our soup, you know, lined up and how much we need to make.
Sure, you don't want to run out of soup. Do you have planned what kind of soup you're going to be serving? Is that sort of a secret?
No, it's not a secret. We're going to have some cheesy potato, some chili, and turkey and noodles.
Oh, okay, that sounds great. You know, chili, just everybody sort of expects chili, so it's always, okay, what else? Because people have to have a choice. But what you're asking families to do then is to bring something to go along with the soup. But you're already going to have the bread and the beverages.
Yes, we'll have the bread, the beverages, and the lettuce salad. So, you know, a dessert, another, like, side salad, whichever, you know, whatever.
Oh,
cookies,
yeah.
Anything.
Christmas cookies, yes. Great stuff. And, again, no cost for this?
Nope, it is free to everybody who comes. They just bring a dish to share with people.
Okay. Come and have a great time. See who else is there. Find out if you're not a member, this would be a good time to see who the members are. Just get a feeling for the why. I'm guessing maybe if there's somebody new in town, you'd be willing to kind of give them a little tour.
Oh, yeah. We would like to have anybody come just share some fellowship with some other friends, family, meet new friends. Yes, we would give tours of our why. We'd love to show off our place.
Yes. It's great, and I know when people come from out of town, they're always sort of amazed and going, wow, this is really a great place to visit. So, again, the date and time?
It is Monday, December 12th at 5:30.
Okay, and we'll remind folks again here before we leave. But you have some other things that kind of relate to holiday that we probably should visit about also.
Yeah, we have our college holiday special. So any college student that comes home now through January, they're returning back to college January of 2012, and they can come and get a membership for $40. So it gives them about six weeks, basically, of being able to use the facility at a fairly low cost for them. So we do have that, and they can start getting that at any time. Just come sign up at the front desk. And then we're going to have our ornament exchange, which is on Monday, December 19th. It's at 9:30 in the morning. So anyone's welcome to come. You just bring an ornament wrapped, and we play a little game, and it gets a little wild sometimes, but we do have a great time doing it. The members and non-members seem to really enjoy the little comedy there going on, and we do have a little munchies to go along with it, just a fun little time, 9:30 in the morning, so come join us and have a great time.
So we don't get to look at the ornament and say, that's the one I want. It's more like what the package looks like, I think.
Well, to start with, yeah, because we draw numbers, you go and get your package, and then number one gets to open theirs, and then once number two opens, or before number two opens theirs, they get to decide if they want to take another ornament, anybody's. So it is, you know, just because you got this great ornament to start with, you might not get to keep it. So it's kind of a fun little game, and we do really enjoy it.
Yeah. That's the whole point of it, I think, is the fun that goes with it.
Yes.
Not so much. Well, it's great to take an ornament home and as a remembrance of this particular Christmas, but it's more the camaraderie and the laughing. And, you know, definition of laughing related to exercise, do you know what that is, Michelle?
No, and that's loss of calories.
Well, that's
loss.
True.
That's true.
I've heard it called internal jogging.
Well, that could be, and it would be. It's laughter is one of the best forms of exercise anybody can do.
Okay, so we need to do that more than once a day,
yes.
and you're going to help us do that. Okay, what about just general memberships. That would make a good Christmas gift if you yes. wanted to give somebody a Y membership. So how would they do that, and what does that cost?
You know, everybody is really talking nowadays about, you know, how everything is done overseas. You know, what better way to keep your money in town, in our local town, than to buy a gift certificate, whether it be to the hair salon, oil change, but better yet, something that is healthy, it is year-round, that they can give, you know, a loved one, a friend, you know, somebody that they know really needs that. Basically, you just come to the Y, and it depends on if it's just an adult membership, if you're looking at, or a family, you know, the different costs. Call, ask us, you know, but it could be as little as a youth, $169 a year. So for those grandparents who have a really hard time buying gifts for their grandkids, this is an awesome gift for them. They've got somewhere to go. It's open 7 days a week. What better way?
And do you have to buy a whole year membership, or can you buy a partial year?
No, for a gift certificate, you can actually either do a dollar amount, or, you know, if you have a set amount, and then what we do is we just figure out what that's going to get them, or if it's 6 months you want to buy them, or 3 months, or just 1 month, whatever, you know, fits in your budget for a gift certificate.
And you could, they could apply that to some special classes rather than a total membership?
Well, All of our classes are free to members, so that's, you know, really hard for them to do that. But, I mean, they can, there are just so many different things they can do. I mean, they can, like I said, they can set an amount, and it can be just for 1 month. If it's a member who already has a membership, they can still do a gift certificate so that maybe that member doesn't have to pay for the next 6 months or 3 months or a month or whatever, which we do have a lot of families do for their parents and that, which is awesome for them. Yeah.
So if you have some money to spend, you're going, oh, that person has everything, well, think about this activity, the Y. It'd be great, and you give them a choice in a lot of things
exactly.
they could do at the Y.
And yeah. it's for their health, you know. It's just a gift that gives all year long, and it can make them a healthier and better person.
Bet. Now, will the hours be the same the whole holiday time, or will you be doing a little changing of the hours for the Y?
We will do a little changing on December 24th, which is on a Saturday. We will open normal at 7. We will close at noon. The pool will be open from 8 to 11:30. We will be closed Christmas Day so that everybody can be with their families. And then December 31st, which is a Saturday again, same thing. We're open at 7, close at noon. Pool is 8 to 11:30. New Year's Day, we are open on that Sunday from 1 to 5. And then the pool will be open from 1:30 to 4:30. So we are open a little bit on New Year's Day.
Okay, so you guys aren't taking much time off, just a little time to be with your families yep. on a specific day. And other than that, you're here for all the other families.
Yes, and we hope that people who have families coming in to visit, that they'll come use our great facility, use the pool, whether it be going and play basketball. But we hope they bring their families in and have a great time.
Great, great family time available at the Nishna Valley YMCA. Now, let's remind folks again the thing that's coming up closest here for the Soup Fest, time and place, and what people need to do.
Okay, Monday, December 12th, 5:30 in the South Gym. You just need to bring a dish to share with everyone else. Bring you, your family, your neighbor, a friend, whatever. Just bring enough food to, you know, to share with some other people, and we'll have the soup, salads, and bread and drinks and play settings.
Okay, great way to celebrate on Monday, December 12th in the late afternoon evening. Thank you very much, Michelle Heath, for visiting with us.
Thank you.
Until next time, here's a thought. Choose kids' toys that won't break when parents play with them.